Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, she's a comic who lives in El Paso with a bunch of scorpions and shit. But she's in LA all the time, including right now doing this podcast for the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the reason I'll always hate Jay Moore, Vanessa Gritton. Also joining me, the last time he was here, we used the word cunt more than any time on any other episode, which you know is saying a whole lot if you follow this show. We'll see if we can top it today, though. Ladies and gentlemen, Cracked editor Tom Ryman. It's going to be a great show. Clock started. Hey, Brett.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
We have new guests today. Vanessa Gritton.
Hi.
Hey, I told everyone during the intro that you're a comic. You sometimes live in El Paso with a bunch of fucking scorpions.
Yep.
And scary creatures, coyotes.
Lots of coyotes.
You used to be a park ranger. That's exciting.
I'm an unemployed park ranger.
You help keep our borders safe.
from scorpions.
From people that look like me.
But not exactly.
No.
Yeah. We won't get into all that.
Yeah.
I also said during the intro, you're the reason I will always hate Jay Moore. We were at an open mic.
I was about to say, I hope you're telling this story.
We were at an open mic, and I told this joke for the first time about dead mannequins. When someone finds a dead body, everyone's heard it. And have you heard it, Brett?
No, everyone's heard it.
Yeah, I'm not. Well,
I haven't heard it.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to tell the fucking joke now. It's like when a cab driver's like, oh, you're a comic? Tell a joke. All right. Yeah. Well, the joke is when, you know, when someone finds a dead body somewhere, like at the side of the road or in an open field or something, what's the first thing they say about it when they're asked about it on TV later? Oh, well, first I assumed it was a mannequin. I'm not going to tell this fucking joke. Fuck this. I'm not going to get laughed. It's not going to work. Fuck that. I'll post a link.
I just wanted to know what the general premise of the joke is.
Yeah, it's about why would it be a mannequin.
Why would it
like,
be? Yeah,
it's more like, a body could get.
There's no fucking way it would be a mannequin.
Yeah, mannequins
on the side of the road.
Can't do that kind of shit by
Can
themselves.
I do the intro song?
Excuse me?
Can I cut you off with this week?
No, of course not. That's not how this goddamn show works.
He's telling an important story about Jay Moore.
And so anyway, I was at this open mic. I told the joke for the first time. Vanessa was with me. And then you emailed me like 3 days later, and you're like, I heard your joke on the radio.
Jay Moore on K-Rock, word for word.
Yeah.
Your joke.
3 days later. I still don't know how. Someone had to have either like heard me tell it and... I don't know if they faxed it into a late show or whatever the fuck people do.
Because he wasn't there, was he?
No, Jay Moore definitely wasn't there.
You would have spotted him.
But it was
word for word.
That's weird.
Yeah. I downloaded it. I have it on my website.
Yeah, and it wasn't even telling it. A part of the conversation. Like, they weren't talking about something that could have merited him telling the joke. He just kind of shoehorned it in.
Yeah.
It was like he was really stoked.
Because it's a really great joke.
It's a great premise.
And I am not going to stop fucking telling it.
You shouldn't.
Because fuck you, Jay Moore. All right, cut me off, Brett. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life.
Didn't happen today.
No,
didn't happen today. I just talked about me. So this is more like a continuation of all that. The segment is called This Week in Me. It's about to get really intense. This is how you know the show has started. We are done fucking around. Oh, God. Vanessa, are you having the best time of your life?
I'm having the best time of my life.
I was going to do this earlier, like as you were telling this joke, but
because we
have a first time guest, I didn't want to confuse her. But
yeah, we have to ease people into that when they haven't been
Sorry.
Here before.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for going in general.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think that's the best way to let her know that every conversation we have eventually comes back around to just talking about
me.
Adam.
Yeah, that's true. Next time.
I'm going to cut you off with the theme music.
I'll cut you off next time. All right, we are talking about music today, specifically the least anticipated albums of 2015. We're going to look into the future. Who should we talk about first? You're right, Limp Bizkit.
Oh,
Limp
Bizkit. Thank you.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly right.
I hate Kane when I saw Limp Bizkit was on this list.
Did you say you hate Kane?
I hate Kane.
It was just pure hatred
now,
exploding from my...
This is the most exciting show.
Underpants.
I actually, decided to look up the names that were considered before Limp Bizkit. Uh-huh. And I screenshot it. It was Gimp Disco.
Okay.
Split Dick Slit.
Better.
Say that three times fast. Bitch Piglet.
No, you can't make me.
Blood Fart.
I like that they kept a kind of like a rhyming structure with the first three. Then they're like, Blood Fart.
Yeah.
Let's just toss it in there. You know what? We're just throwing things to the wall. We're seeing what sticks.
Who do you think picked Blood Fart? Do you think that was Wes Borland being an asshole because he secretly hates everyone in the band? That had to be it.
He resents the band. I feel like that's probably true.
And you said they were trying to pick a shitty name.
Yeah, they were trying to pick a shitty name because they were trying to detract fans that wouldn't listen because of the name.
Yeah, and now
as if there's nothing else.
Right, because that's been such a huge problem for bands in the past.
There's that band Diarrhea Planet, which is like that's their thing, is that they try and do that.
Does that ever happen? Does anyone ever pick up an album and go, I don't like this band name?
Or
does anyone pick it up and go, okay, the band name's not offensive, I'll give it a shot.
I have grabbed...
That's such Limp Bizkit fucking reasoning.
Yeah, it's stupid, because nobody's out there like shopping for like a transcendent musical experience, and they're going to pick an album based on the name of the band. Like, I bought an album by a band named Stegosaurus for $1 from like a yard sale because it was called Stegosaurus, but that's the only situation... That's a very specific situation.
Yeah.
Like, I would never go to like Tracks or like...
Tracks.
Or like Warehouse Music.
Any of those places still open? No.
I think Warehouse is FYE now.
I think they all got bought and then consolidated.
Even pre-internet, I never have purchased an album without knowing anything about it. I've never purchased
just an blind?
Album. Blind, no.
My favorite band, the Drive-By Truckers, I came to learn about them blindly because I was in Columbia Music House Club and they sent me a CD and I forgot to tell them I didn't want it, so they charged me for it.
Yeah.
And I took it to a used CD store to sell it because it was still sealed and I knew I'd get $5. And the guy was like, this is a pretty good band. I was like, all right, I'll check it out. Great fucking band.
He said it just like that.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted you to know what mistake you were making.
Oh, it's a pretty good band.
It's a pretty good band. Yeah, it's a shame you're turning it in without even opening it.
I have their single ready to go featuring Lil Wayne. If you want
to. Oh, you're talking about. He's talking about Limp Bizkit for the record.
Oh, God. I thought you were talking about Drive-By Truckers. Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Is this from Stampede Oh the Disco Elephants?
Yes, sir.
Which is the name of their upcoming LP.
Because they did have one come out just last year that had Lil Wayne in it.
Yeah, I think this album has been delayed.
I know they did a cover of an Elton John song.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this song.
Come on. Of what song?
God, what was it? They did an Elton John cover with Papa Roach and Dimebag Daryl when he was alive.
That's probably why he got shot.
That's probably why he got shot.
Oh, sorry. Rest in peace, Dimebag Daryl.
No. He wouldn't want it that way.
Yeah.
He really wouldn't want it that way.
Kudos to you for having the coolest death in rock history.
Oh, God, yes.
That was metal as shit.
It's metal as fuck. Nobody's going to live that.
Like, not metal? This fucking song we're listening
to. Yeah, this is terrible. This is terrible. But yeah, no, Glenn Danzig is sitting somewhere in his house being like, oh, man.
I never thought I'd say Daryl. This, but can they please get to the Lil Wayne part?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, paradoxically, the Lil Wayne part of the song is the only bearable part of the song. Like, I've heard this song. I think we talked about the video on the site.
I'm watching the video.
Oh, it's
a hate crime.
Yeah, it's a life changer.
I checked out the list, and Papa Roach, Limp Bizkit, and Kid Rock have albums dropping in 2015. What a great year to be someone that might have committed a date rape in college.
Or if you like slipped into a coma in 1999 and you woke up right now, you're like, shit, everything's the same.
Changed.
Also,
I didn't miss nothing.
North Korea, if you want to threaten any of these albums, please do so.
Please prevent the release of.
Yeah.
I like that Fred Durst kind of looks like Brett Favre now.
Yeah, he grew out the beard. He's wearing some Wranglers. No, he's wearing Dickies shorts.
Of course he's wearing Dickies shorts. He's Fred motherfucking Durst.
Yeah. That man doesn't wear
pants.
Well,
here he comes. Here comes Lil Wheezy.
Like seven vaporizers in the video.
Here comes Wheezy, everybody.
I think. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Great podcast.
Just watching a Limp Bizkit video.
Apparently on Kid Rock's Wikipedia, it says he influenced Lil Wayne.
To do what?
Yeah, to do what with his life exactly? His hair? Their hair is similar.
The sunglasses, maybe?
I'm not a big Wheezy connoisseur, but I feel he jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
And it, this is his fault. I think he's the one who signed Limp Bizkit.
He did. They're on his his label.
And now he wants off that label. Coincidentally enough, that's the new scandal.
You know what?
He's like, I have made a terrible mistake.
I let too many people into this party. I let too many people in here.
This is a great song to drink pop of, too.
Yeah, on your last night
it's
alive.
A great song that's to drink. Yeah. Fucking antifreeze tea. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe this album hasn't come out yet. It's been delayed an entire year.
Yeah, I can't imagine how.
Probably just to let the anticipation build to more of a fever pitch than it is
swell
right
to
now.
A fever
Limp
pitch.
Bizkit is going to be the D'Angelo of 2015.
Yeah, that album's finally coming out, thank God.
It came out
really?
Last week.
Oh, it did?
It did it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Son of a bitch.
Where was
Stop the podcast.
Yeah, we got to go out right now.
I'm
going
to go listen to D'Angelo.
Let's take a break.
Let's go get somebody pregnant.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll go get the D'Angelo album. We'll absorb it. We'll give it a chance to digest. Yeah. And we'll all come back and then continue talking.
And then we'll all make love.
Well, yeah, I assumed that was going to be part of it.
Goes with that saying.
Well, yeah.
Hate come together.
Mm-hmm. So Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah, Limp Bizkit. That was fun. Hey, speaking of 1999, also Marilyn Manson.
I saw that on your list. I can't think of the last time he even had it. When was the last album he put out?
2012.
Really? That's
yeah,
really?
An album in 2012.
Oh, wow.
And before, I didn't even listen to it, but before that he had an album called Eat Me, Drink Me, which was like a concept thing. The tour, by the way, for Eat Me, Drink Me was Rape the World Tour.
Of course.
And
at Marilyn Manson.
Yep.
So shocking.
Eat Me, Drink Me was right when he was having that affair with the 19-year-old Evan Rachel Wood.
Oh, yeah. That's
hot. Yeah. I mean, he came out with that song, Heart-Shaped Glasses, because she wore the Lolita glasses to a tryst, and I was just, But around that time, he had like that whole, I'm going to quit music and focus on movies. So now we know that's not happening.
Yeah.
What movie?
Yeah.
Was there a single movie he focused on?
Yeah.
He was in that movie.
Maybe he just meant he was going to focus on watching movies.
What?
Like he was just going to watch a bunch of them.
He's going to do something. I just got Netflix, guys.
Yeah. I'm done with music.
I'm going to catch up on damages. He was in that movie where he met Rose McGowan. What movie was that?
Oh.
Jawbreaker?
Is it Jawbreaker?
I think it's Jawbreaker.
I think it's Jawbreaker.
No, he was going to do something called Phantasmagoria.
Oh, that didn't come out?
Lewis
no way.
Carroll, and he tried for like 6 years.
Oh, no one wanted to buy a Marilyn Manson album?
Marilyn Manson
movie?
Helmed version of Lewis Carroll's?
In the 2K10s?
If his relationship with Evan Rachel Wood inspired that, then it's incredibly appropriate, and I'm amazed we didn't make that movie.
Oh, it totally did, and you had to keep recasting every time they broke up.
Oh, really?
Oh, beautiful to watch.
Oh, man.
I had a mad crush on Evan Rachel Wood, and then I found out she was with him, and I was like,
and that ruined it.
She's not also going to be into me. She's not going to be into him and into me.
Like, yeah, like, they can't.
Like, I really thought you were going to say Marilyn Manson, and that would have been such an amazing conversation. I thought you were going to say you had a crush on Marilyn Manson.
No.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No. Oh, okay. I have the new single, Deep Six, from Marilyn Manson.
Oh, by all means.
We should all pull out his absinthe brand, Manson. It's called
No!
And it won awards.
Where do you buy this?
It won awards.
There are awards for celebrity-themed liquor?
Specifically celebrity-themed absinthe. They're called the Mansynth Awards.
I would have assumed that Cabo Wabo won it every year until... Just because there's no other competition.
And see, the problem is his music never really is that effective. Like, it always... I don't hate this, but I'm never going to fucking care either.
No.
It's
pretty like down the line hard rock. It's
there's nothing like...
It's not like Rammstein.
Du hast me.
Lynx.
I met one of Heavy D's backup dancers, the boys, Heavy D and the boys, handing out Rammstein promotional videos outside a Limp Bizkit concert in Madison, Wisconsin. In 1999.
That is such a collision of improbability right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty...
Did you ask him what brought him to this state? Like,
I just asked...
How did you come to be handing out Rammstein?
What happened to you?
I just asked if he was who he was, and he said yes, and then he confirmed it by walking away, and it said Gee Whiz on the back of his Jets jersey.
Nobody else would own that. That's true.
Nope. And for the record, he was the dancer in the clear plastic suit in the Now That We Found Love video.
Ah.
If anyone wants to look that up. It was a long, hard fall for him. Not as long as... That's such a terrible joke, because one of them fell to their death from a light rafter, so I was going to make a joke that like he had a longer and harder fall.
He did,
but that would be terribly inappropriate, and I'm not going to do
and
that.
And people really probably funny. Thought he was a mannequin at first.
It's a prank.
Yeah.
We already shit on Dimebag Daryl's death.
Yeah, might as well spread it around.
It's exactly what Marilyn Manson would want. Yeah, is this song still on?
Yeah, yeah, it's so... Shit. Right? Because it's so bland, we didn't even notice.
Yeah, this is background music all day.
My favorite unconfirmed Manson rumor is that he convinced Billy Corgan to snort sea monkeys.
I absolutely honestly hope that's true.
Well, me too. I don't know that Billy Corgan would need that much convincing. Although, I don't know. He is like super into animal rights.
Hasn't Billy Corgan kind of calmed down a little bit? And he wasn't he on the cover of some like Cat Lover Monthly?
Yeah.
Like about a few months ago.
It's the strangest picture ever.
Yeah, it looks photoshopped.
Yeah.
But it's very real. Billy Corgan on Cat Lover Corner. Is this still the video? Yep, I can't see.
It's a slinky.
Yeah. Mm. It kind of looks like the opening of a James Bond movie.
Of course. Because that's what I think of when I think of Marilyn Manson.
Suave, Marilyn Manson.
Debonair.
Infinite dicks coming out of his mouth. Like, that's what's happening right now.
That's actually that's not even... What is happening?
Yeah, we're just going to watch this video for the rest of the podcast.
I think he's the only member from the original band Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids to keep their name because it was the least fucking stupid. Because everyone else had like some kind of like pop culture reference, serial killer
version. Yeah.
So there's like Daisy Berkowitz. Some of these names you might not recognize, but Adam and I are really into serial killers.
We're going to the Museum of Death this week.
Oh, Brad, where is that?
Hollywood?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
That's a good place for it.
Yeah.
It's about $5 entry. You should absolutely go and you'll gain a new appreciation.
Do we get
to
take pictures, do you think? Can we take pictures? Probably not.
No, they don't let us take pictures.
Let's just steal some.
I really wanted to.
We're going
to
steal pictures.
And I touched the Manson blanket while I was there.
The Marilyn Manson blanket?
The other one.
Charles Manson? Oh, yeah.
The one that wrote better music.
Did you say the good? The one that made better music.
That's
a low blow.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. The Beach Boys wouldn't have recorded that one song if that wasn't true.
Oh, yeah. I remember Madonna, Wayne Gacy.
Come on.
Like, it might work if you combined Madonna and Wayne. So it was just Madonna, Wayne Gacy.
They just kind of shoehorned it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
Twiggy Ramirez.
Well, Twiggy
Ramirez. That just sounds like a person.
Yeah, that just sounds like a dude's name.
That sounds like a dude that works at a car wash.
Sounds like a baseball player.
Yeah. Sounds like the 2013 Cy Young Award winner from the American League, Twiggy Ramirez from the Dominican Republic.
I would never connect that to being like a... I would never connect Twiggy Ramirez to being like a pop culture serial killer.
Yeah, he kept his name. And his name... I was watching... VH1 used to do those fucking lists, like the 100 greatest hard rock artist of all time and shit, and they'd have like talking heads talking, and Marilyn Manson was somewhere on the list, and they were interviewing Alice Cooper, and he goes, oh, a woman's name, really pale skin, shocking stage show. I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah. Ripped off everything he did kind of. Well, the persona anyway.
Yeah the music, even then Alice Cooper's music was kind of edgy for back then.
Yeah,
not now.
No,
it's fucking
delightful classic rock.
I fucking love Alice Cooper. I met him walking to work one day. It was my profile picture for the longest time. This homeless guy was yelling. He goes, you're in a band, right? And I was like, no, I just write for Cracked. Then I look over and there's Alice Cooper. He wasn't fucking talking to me.
He wasn't talking to you at all.
He didn't give a shit about me. As he should not. Okay, we don't want to talk about Marilyn Manson anymore, do we?
It's weird how bland the music is, though. Like, the video is still, like, in line with everything that he used to do, but even still not as much. Like, if you watch the video for The Beautiful People, like, that video is crazy.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson, those first couple albums were pretty great.
No, he was good.
Yeah,
it's just weird that
he was never as scary as he thought he was.
Right. He always portrayed himself. It's bringing up Glenn Danzig again. It's the same sort of thing.
Always.
Yeah. I try to work Danzig into every conversation that I have.
Who wouldn't? I remember Marilyn Manson performed at the VMAs once. It was when he was still kind of popular. I think he performed the Dope Show. And they cut to, I think it was Mary J. Blige. in the audience, and she was like doing the cross, like, fucking praying. And Brett, do we have our Mary J. Blige?
Fantastic.
Our favorite Mary J. Blige song.
Flower, oh man.
Tortilla.
I can take partial credit for that, can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Can't even sing about chicken anymore.
Nope.
I find Manson more interesting than any of his music. Like, I remember reading an interview about him being super drunk on absinthe, and the interviewer was trying to get him down from a roof because he had a BB gun and he was watching his neighbors.
What adult drinks absinthe?
I drank
absinthe in high school when a friend had a bottle, and it was easy to get drunk on because it's like 180 proof. So you have one shot, and if you were 15, that would get you pretty drunk.
Yeah.
That was the last time I've had.
And the absinthe that you can buy here isn't. It's not like the, it's not the shit Edgar Allan Poe was drinking.
No, it's not like the hallucinogenic.
Yeah, it's crazy just really shit. Strong alcohol that tastes fucking terrible. You have to strain it over sugar for it to be moderately palatable, and it's still gross.
That's how bad he wants to be Poe.
Like he wants to be Poe, the artist, the female musician.
Both.
What's she doing? She's not on this list.
She very well should be. Who else? Kid Rock. Yay!
That's going to be a good one.
Kid Rock! New album. How old does this make everyone feel? Kid Rock, if my math is correct, should be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year.
What are the eligibility requirements?
Your first album or single has to have come out 25 years or more ago.
Kid Rock's first single came out 25 years ago?
Kid Rock has an album that came out in like 1990. On Jive Records,
December 30th, 1990,
called "Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast" or something like that.
Yep.
So in 2K15, Kid Rock is eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it will have been 25 years, 1 year after Nirvana. That's fitting because
Nirvana
exact same cultural impact.
The same. We're still feeling the ripples from both of those bands.
Yeah.
Nirvana and Green Day made me feel very old.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, is Green Day, they're eligible now?
Yeah.
Yeah, are they in? Did they get in?
I don't know. I think they're either eligible now or they're eligible like next year.
Yeah. Kid Rock and Green Day. I hope they both get in.
If anybody wants to read who he influenced, just for a good time.
Where is it?
Where's that?
Under Associated X, I believe.
Uncle Cracker, I have no problem believing.
Oh, it's not on there.
Oh.
But yeah,
there's got to be influence. It's musical style.
And Eminem were on there.
Oh.
So I guess he influenced Eminem too.
Eminem.
They put out, like, they got fame. They got huge at the same time.
Yeah. It really.
How did he influence?
Really said odd things about Detroit.
I just want to point out the detail that he wrote the campaign song for Mitt Romney.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did. Yeah, he was.
What a piece of shit.
Doing some rap rock with that guy.
Oh, various Kid campaign Rock.
Songs around the country.
I don't know.
Kid Rock, he put out that song last year called Born Free.
Yep.
That sounds so much like a Bob Seger song, and I love Bob Seger so much, and I hate Kid Rock so much. It just made me angry.
They would probably get along, though.
Yeah,
well, Bob Seger plays piano on it or some shit.
Oh, rad. Yeah, then that makes sense. Because it seems like those two dudes could probably hang out for like a really long time.
Well, yeah, they're both from Detroit. I like Bob Seger, though. He's going to be in Sioux Falls March 17th. I think I'm going to go see him. How exciting is that? I'm going to travel.
Bob Seger.
To Sioux Falls.
I'm
going to
travel to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
He's not playing a casino closer by?
Probably. You could probably stop at one along the way and see him twice.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just hit a few different casino shows.
Twisted Brown Trucker. That's his band. That's a shit, right? That's a shit.
Is that what
you call a shit.
Is that what you...
Right? Isn't that what that is?
Oh, probably. He seems like he's got a pretty good band.
Yeah.
Well, he has Shooter Jennings on the next album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nice. Shooter Jennings is working on the next album. I will always hate Kid Rock for coming out with All Summer Long because it made me super excited that Werewolf in London was on the radio and then really disappointed.
It tricks me every time.
Every single time.
Yeah.
I get so excited. I'm ready to just go hard on Werewolf in London and then fucking All Summer Long.
Can we talk about how fucking insane that song is? Werewolves in London. If you sit there and listen to it, it's like, what the hell are you singing about? Yeah.
He's got another song called Excitable Boy. Have you ever heard that?
Maybe.
It's basically about a kid that, like...
Only every time I walk into a room.
It's basically about a kid who eats people.
He had a preoccupation with human beings being eaten.
Yeah. Warren Zevon was great. Second show in a row we've talked about him, I think.
Well, I missed the first one, so I'm glad I'm here for the second
one. He's dead. Can we make fun of his death in any way?
I don't know. How did he die? Did he fall?
I think it was cancer.
Cancer, but not from smoking. But he smoked his whole life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, that's been on the site, I think.
Yeah. He had mesothelioma, I think. Asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have installed those attics.
Right? Shouldn't have had a job when you were younger. Yeah. Should have just been rocking from Jump Street. Oh, Jesus. Kid Rock. Let's talk about someone who's not a fucking redneck from the 90s. Madonna has a new album coming out.
She's a Detroit redneck, too. What are you talking about?
That's a great point, yeah.
Can we even talk about that, like how we're not excited for a Madonna album?
It already leaked and no one is talking about it.
Yeah, like I feel like that's been the case for, like, first of all, she doesn't even really need to put out any more albums anymore. Like, she could just do whatever the hell she wanted to.
She could do nothing.
Right. And I think maybe that might be for the best.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this kind of started with that Ray of Light nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's like, well, what have you done with, what is this? And then that movie she made with Guy Ritchie, where it was just like, okay, well, we don't need to pay attention to Madonna anymore.
But she
came out with a lot of, we appreciate everything that you've done before, but now it's time to stop. And
remember, she tried to play guitar for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And she was British for a spell.
She was British for a while. She thought being married to Guy Ritchie made her British by association, I suppose.
Yeah, that was neat. And now, her album leaked. Like, before she even told anyone it was coming out, it leaked. And then she responded to that by releasing 6 songs from the album.
And she called it musical rape.
We need to
an act of terrorism.
We need to get past
I think if
that
anything,
word,
it would be theft. I don't think that's rape.
Yeah, calm down, Madonna.
No, when you say musical rape, that's an entirely different image in my mind.
Yeah.
But
explain. don't explain.
No. I was gonna coolly make that into another segue. It's like, because I noticed Fall Out Boy also has a record coming out next year.
I am a Fall Out Boy fan.
I did not mind their first couple of albums, but whatever that one that had the bear on the front of it, I forget what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the very last one before Patrick Stump left to do his own solo thing. And then, like, that one was not good. But anyways, what I was going to point out is when Infinity on High leaked, Pete Wentz called it, like, it was the same sort of, like, okay, that's too much. Like, he described it as, like, the most, like, the biggest travesty in music history or something like that. I forget exactly how he phrased it, but it was in an equally self-important way and really overdramatic.
Definitely not the same.
It's like
thing.
No, man. Like,
remember when someone on Cracked? I don't think we ever figured out exactly who it was, but someone on Cracked just broke Patrick Stump's spirit. He wrote this long blog post.
Oh yeah,
it was like around after.
I think
the time they broke up. I don't think it was me.
No. I mean, I remember you putting this in a column or something, though.
Yeah. Because I wrote an article about why Fall Out Boy, or I wrote an article
they
about
get more hate than they
people
deserve.
Who get more hate than they deserve, and I had Fall Out Boy on the list. And he wrote this blog post, and he mentioned how he was reading one of his favorite sites, Cracked, and one of his favorite writers. I don't even remember what they said, but he was very sad about it.
That kind of bums me out.
It made me feel kind of heavy. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that dude. Patrick.
And then I wrote about them getting too much hate, and now they're back.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
This is their second album since they've been back, right?
Yeah, yes. I feel like I'm responsible for that. You're welcome, world.
Adam Todd Brown single-handedly brought back Fall Out Boy.
Yep. My favorite thing of...
You're welcome.
Fall Out Boy's meteoric rise in the early 2000s was they did this Rolling Stone cover shoot where they're all clustered together on the cover of Rolling Stone. And Pete Wentz is shirtless. He's the only one that's shirtless.
Sure.
And he's just kind of like standing in the middle, like a profile, and then everybody else is crowded around him. Now, I understand why he was shirtless, because he's the handsome one or whatever, but he's not, like, he's not shirtless material.
No. Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's not fat. You would never say that dude is fat.
No.
But he's not, like, in shape.
He's soft.
He's just kind of a dude. Like, he looks like me with my shirt off. He's just kind of a dude. So it's like, okay. I mean, it's not like the Marky Mark Calvin Klein underwear ad where it's like,
swoo!
Right.
He's a pioneer for real men's bodies.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's realistic portrayal of men in negative body image there. With his guy liner.
Good for you, Pete Wentz.
Good old Pete.
God. Fall Out Boy and then American Idiot are attributed for just a massive explosion of guyliner in my high school.
Oh, I bet.
Everyone wore guyliner, and
I went through a period where I wore guyliner.
I never have. I'm still waiting for that to happen. I'm still not opposed to it.
Oh, I'm still wearing it.
I rocked with the black wristband for like a solid 3 days, and I was like, yeah, fuck.
That's not even sort of the same thing.
That's it's not like the light version. To it.
That's the yeah.
I know. Well, I don't commit to any style.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Brett.
Yeah, as I was.
Brett's so cool. You guys.
See, it worked. I had a perfect outlet for it because I was in a band at the time. But I was the only person. I was the only member of the band who looked like that. So it was very strange.
So you were the Pete Wentz.
Yeah,
of the band.
Exactly. Like nobody else. Like I decided this band was going to be like that, and everybody else was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we're not going to be that at all. Did anyone have? Did anyone bring albums that I didn't mention?
Def Leppard has another album coming out.
Def
which
Leppard.
Honestly, I'll probably fucking buy.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy the Faith No More album.
I will not do that. I'm not going on that journey with you.
No, I'm so aware that I'm alone and that I never.
Faith No More is really popular. I never got into them, but a lot. I put them on a list of one-hit wonders who deserve more respect just because people like them. But I don't know shit about Faith.
The Scorpions. Speaking of bands that are stupidly popular.
Fuck you like a hurricane. Like
they never went away in Germany. Like they're still like killing it in Germany.
I love that his accent is so noticeable because a lot of singers, a lot of foreign singers, when they sing, that accent goes away. You can tell that motherfucker's from Germany.
Really? Like right. I feel like kind of the opposite about it. Like I feel like it's harder to pick his accent up because he just sounds like so many other bands of the time.
Can we hear Rock You Like a Hurricane, please?
Just letting you know, they have been eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for about 50 years. 45 years.
They just, Scorpions?
Yeah, they just keep... I mean, they had their window in America, but like they're still huge overseas. Like, they yeah. never went anywhere.
They destroyed the Berlin Wall. They should be huge. With a power ballad. Remember that?
Yeah, the winds of change.
Take me, my leg of the woman. All right, tell me... You can hear this guy... Vanessa, you decide. You've heard this song.
All right.
You can hear this guy's accent.
Every member of the band has almost a comically German name.
This is such a magnificent song.
Oh, God. And the video.
This is a magnificent period of history.
Yeah.
What a time to live in.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't miss it.
When you first said Scorpions, when you were talking about me living in El Paso, this is what my brain went to first.
Of course.
Before it went to actual Scorpions.
I think it was intentional.
Yeah.
Because Adam knew I was going to bring up the Scorpions.
Tell me you can't hear his accent.
I can absolutely hear it.
Yeah.
It sounds like an American doing an impression of a German singing in English.
Maybe I'm just too used to it. I don't know.
You're too reverent. You just...
Well, no. Half of my family is German.
Oh, okay.
And I lived in Germany.
Oh, maybe that explains it? So, you didn't want to mention that first?
I didn't think it was relevant.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there's mitigating factors here. Why he sounds like the
like
most...
Like, he sounds like Freddie Mercury.
German fucking person on Earth to me and Vanessa. And you're like, no, it's just regular dude. It's just another dude. Like, is this Pete Wentz?
Well,
just
like
another dude.
Well, because like you know the dude Teal from Rammstein. Like that dude is crazy. Like you can tell that dude is crazy German.
Well,
like
because they sing
in German.
They have some songs that are in English.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
Are they import only? Do you have to buy them in America and mail them to Germany?
But yeah, like
export only.
I had a friend that took her dad to a Rammstein concert.
Of course.
For his birthday?
His only commentary on it was like, that was great, lots of sodomy.
Yeah. That's like a big part of their stage show, apparently. It's just...
That is pretty great.
Yeah. It enhances the experience for everyone, really.
Brett, were you going to say something? Or are you just mouthing the microphone over there?
Just he's currently being rocked like a hurricane.
I'm entranced by this video.
Oh. Is this... I can't see.
I love that in the 80s you could be balding but still have like a long pattern baldness on the back and just be like...
Yeah, that lasted about 3 or 4 years into MTV before people were like, oh, we can just put pretty people on here.
Yeah.
We don't have to see these motherfuckers.
Just, yeah.
And Scorpions died.
They didn't have. They couldn't get through that.
Except in Germany, where they're still huge.
As their
they're like the Oasis of Germany.
Yeah,
they came on at 8:01 p.m. every night in Germany to sing this song and the national anthem across all channels, satellite and terrestrial.
I'm not even gonna look that up. I believe you.
And then the broadcast, and then the regular broadcast comes on.
I thought you were going to say it stops. Like, that's
good night, Germany.
Good night, Germany. Watch your scat porn
like,
on your computers.
The lead singer looks like the bad guy from Beverly Hills Cop 2. if he grew his hair out.
Maybe it is.
It might be. I don't know.
Guns N' Roses has an album next year.
Oh, gosh.
So they Guns N' Roses and Dr. Dre both claim they have an album coming out. I believe it more from Guns N' Roses at this point, because at least they've put one out.
Dre hasn't done anything in forever, right?
2000.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like that song from Friday was the last song that he had put out.
No, he had an album out. His last Chronic album came out in 2000, hence the name Chronic.
Is it going to be about how tough board meetings are?
Yeah, exactly.
How I'm going to spend all this money I just got from selling beats.
What it's like in the fucking streets selling headphones.
Yeah. He doesn't need to make music anymore. What is he doing?
I think that's why he hasn't made an album, because he's probably like...
He's probably too busy doing...
I don't want to.
Yes, I don't really want to.
I'd rather just not do anything.
Like, I mean, I know that's a dumb thing to say. Like, oh, well, they don't need to make music anymore. It's like, well, no, they didn't need to in the first place. They did because they wanted to and they're musicians or whatever. But it's like...
Yeah, it's got
to
feel like kind of an obligation.
Right. Like, when you're at that level, like, he works so sparingly anyway. It's just like, well, he's more on the...
Yeah.
Executive producing angle of it now. It's like, why do I need to?
Yeah.
Everything good about Guns N' Roses is with Velvet Revolver now. I have no reason to.
Yeah.
And even that's like.
Yeah. even Velvet Revolver, even when they had Scott Weiland, they just like made me hate Guns N' Roses more for some reason.
Yeah.
Because like I was a big fan of Stone Temple Pilots, and that just sounded like Scott Weiland like singing with Guns N' Roses.
It was a weird fit. They traded one douchebag for another.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Like, and I just wanted them all to like fucking make up and get back in their proper places and go back to like wrecking their lives with heroin or whatever the fuck they're all up to. And now who's the lead singer of Velvet Revolver now? It's not Scott Weiland anymore.
No, they couldn't. Like I thought that was funny. Like when Velvet Revolver came out, it was like, oh, it's, you know, Scott Weiland. It's going to be turning over a new leaf. Nope.
Nah.
No, he's the same fucking dude.
He's always gonna be that dude. You are not gonna. That's why I love Scott.
Yeah, he's never letting go of that heroin.
Did you
never letting him?
I read his autobiography.
He has an autobiography. What the hell have I been doing with my life?
Because I was like, holy shit, Scott Weiland. Everything like this is gonna be fascinating.
Yeah,
no,
it's not.
He doesn't talk about shit. I read it in like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
I was like, is this a kid's book?
there were illustrations.
What are we looking up here? What's going on?
Trying to find out who the new lead singer for Velvet Revolver is.
It's always a bad sign when you have to get deep into the Wikipedia page.
This deep into the Wikipedia.
I honestly can't tell, and they have several paragraphs on it.
Maybe it's Arnel Pineda from Journey.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe that Filipino guy.
Oh, God, I love that
guy.
He's great. I love to hear him talk and then sing.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He is.
He is. He's really good. Surprisingly.
Do you mean that singing or at English? Because one he nails.
The second thing.
The other he's still kind of shaky on. But God, does he know a Journey lyric?
He does. He knows his way around a Journey song. What's Steve Perry doing? He's not doing...
He, like, had a degenerative hip disease.
Doesn't he anymore. Doesn't he go to... He's, like, a big sports fan. Doesn't he go to, like, Portland Trailblazer games?
He doesn't...
What?
Portland... You just made that... Is that a team?
He's a big Phoenix Suns fan.
No, something like that. He's like a big...
Courtside seats at the Suns. Yeah.
Does he even... He hasn't done music in forever, right?
Like he died.
I don't
died.
Think he has a voice. I think he can't sing anymore, too. I think his voice doesn't hold up.
It would be hard to keep that 35 years.
Yeah, that's why you have to cycle in. Because there was a guy in between Arnel Pineda also named Steve Najeri. Steve Perry, Steve Najeri.
They just thought nobody would notice.
Arnel Pineri.
I've read this entire article, and I have no clue.
I still have no idea. Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out who the lead singer.
Well, they'll get Adam Lambert next year to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just whatever. Whatever. Who gives
I've heard
shit?
So many
or
people
the,
who are like...
portly fella from Fall Out Boy.
I've heard so many people who are like, you know, when Queen tours with Adam Lambert, I would go see that.
No, you won't.
Why would you do that?
Fucking insane. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
You didn't go see him with Paul Rogers.
Yeah.
right? This won't be any more of a fucking rock and roll it's not fantasy gonna be, than yeah. that.
It's not going to be any more like Queen than it was before.
God damn, I just dropped a Bad Company reference. Oh, nailed it. I hope that resonated killing with all the 20-year-olds yeah. who listen to this. Yeah.
It's like somebody wearing your dead spouse's clothes and trying to be just like them.
Yeah, is he going to wear like is he going to wear the Freddie Mercury mustache when they do the tour? Just to, because he doesn't that, sound yeah. like Freddie Mercury. Yeah,
now, if Adam Lambert did the show as Freddie Mercury, that I would go check out.
Picture.
I would prefer other. I'd prefer some character actors to do it then. Yeah, just for have Daniel Day-Lewis,
Sacha Baron Cohen come out there yeah. as yeah. Freddie Mercury.
Kevin Spacey could probably Kevin
Spacey. That would be an amazing tour. See yeah. Queen with Kevin Spacey, and in select dates, Daniel Day-Lewis.
I would watch Daniel Day-Lewis front any band. Yes. Oh, yeah. Nirvana, holy shit.
Oh, absolutely. That would be amazing.
It's going to happen.
Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit. Featuring Lil Wayne.
Chocolate Starfish.
Chocolate Starfish.
Oh. And the hot dog flavored water. That's anus and pee-pee. That's what that album is called. Butthole and Piss.
Ha ha.
Thanks, Limp Bizkit.
Butthole and Pee. Do we have any more albums?
The Offspring is putting out another album because they just refuse to.
Yeah.
I was super in to The Offspring, like with Smash in 94. Like in 1994, oh, yeah. Offspring, like Smash, and then even the next two albums, like Ixnay on the Hombre and even Americana, yeah. I thought was pretty okay. But
I
then
liked Americana.
After that, it was a.
I've never really.
And they've just stuck with it.
I've never really listened to Offspring, but someone told me the other day that I have to listen to Smash. But that I have to have wine when I'm listening to it. And that seemed weird for an Offspring album.
I have never combined those two activities.
Maybe they're talking about boxed wine, because I know.
Or like wine coolers. Yeah. Like yeah. whatever very you stole well from your parents' refrigerator while you were listening to Smash in junior
a
high school.
Space bag.
Considering the source, it could be boxed wine. But that seemed odd. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to listen to Smash.
I heard the single from their most recent album, and it is truly terrible. And it does that thing where artists do when they can't really sing anymore, and the chorus is in kind of that radio voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, instead of singing the chorus, it's in the...
With the effect.
Through a fucking megaphone.
The old-timey radio thing.
Yeah.
Oh. They did one... It might be the same single, but it was basically just a Muse song. Like, it was the exact same drum line from Time Is Running Out.
I don't know.
This song was about, like... being in love for the summer and hanging out with the beach.
He's in his
friends.
Fucking like, 40s. God. Like
they
doesn't he have his master's?
He's so smart.
Like, I think he's like a credit away or he might actually have it.
I think he might actually have a doctorate.
He owns a hot sauce company. Genius.
Yeah,
like,
Gringo Bandito. It's delicious.
I should try it. I love hot sauce.
I do too. What's it called?
They have it at Trader Joe's.
And
members of Offspring co-own a hot sauce together and market it in their off time.
What label does he own?
what was the name of the hot sauce? Are we still talking hot sauce?
Gringo Bandito.
Gringo Bandito is the name of his record label.
Of course. Yeah. Hot sauce. Of course.
It's the name of his record label too. That's him. That fucking guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Education and scientific career is up top.
Yep.
That says a lot about your music, sir.
I feel like The Offspring's a really good band for a dad that maybe had kids a little bit too early and smokes a lot of weed in his garage and won't really get rid of that really nice car yet. Thinking of someone in mind.
Who are you thinking of? Name names.
Oh, man, he's almost 50. Jeez.
I'll edit it out, I swear. He's almost 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always sad when people in punk bands start getting up there in years. And
the guys in NoFX are still...
They just like hold, like, you don't have to, like, you can just start wearing normal clothes.
Even in that Marilyn Manson video that we watched, he's getting a little bit like on that Alec Baldwin, you know, puffy scale.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy that wrote Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah.
This sentence. In March 2013, Holland and co-authors published a paper regarding microRNA and HIV genomes.
Jesus.
Also.
Give it to me, baby.
He wrote Original Prankster. With was it Redman? I think it's Redman.
Oh, man.
Original Prankster.
That guy has range.
That album is so bad.
But the salsa is so good.
It was a steep and immediate decline for that band. It was just like, whoop.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I like when that happens. Knock a band down a little bit.
His influences are what every 17-year-old put as their favorite bands on MySpace. Aerosmith, Beatles, Sex Pistols, Dylan, Kiss, Marley, Queen, Rolling Stones.
Oh, in his defense, that is. He was started playing in the 80s because he's super old, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, that's true. So, yeah, those
still
are probably
rocking the spike
all...
blonde hair.
Yeah.
Jesus. Is he playing piano there? No.
Yes, he is.
Oh, what? Yeah. What album is that from?
Occasionally, the band plays Gone Away with only Dexter playing the song on piano.
Come the fuck on. Nobody needs that. Holland sings in the tenor range.
Dexter Holland.
Shut up, Wikipedia.
So do most.
Yeah.
So do several male singers.
Yeah, most male singers.
Him and Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach give like the I'm a cool dad vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does seem like the dad. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Like he's that dad that's like.
Papa Roach has an album.
You guys want some beers?
Like takes him on like dangerous motor.
Are you excited?
Yeah, like he takes him out on his jet ski when he really shouldn't.
I've always hated Papa Roach so much.
Oh, that's a terrible band.
Yeah, they have a new album coming out.
I drank that Kool-Aid though. Like when that album came, when that first album came out.
Oh, I didn't.
I bought that album. In my defense, I was I think in 11th grade.
Yeah, no excuse.
I
took it back the next day. Like, I listened to this, was like, this album is trash.
Did you like run a key across it and take it back and go, oh, this was scratched?
No, I just took it back.
I saw someone try to do that with a Paula Abdul CD, and the guy just handed him a sealed version of the same CD.
That's what you do.
The guy was all dejected and walked out. Hmm.
Their new album, it's an acronym.
Yes.
It's called Fear, but what pisses me off so much is that they forced a conjunction into the acronym just to make it work.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be called Fear. It should be called Fur.
Yep.
And
yeah, F-E-R, it should be.
What's the name of the
Face Everything and Rise? And you are absolutely correct that A should not be in that fucking acronym.
Absolutely not.
That is not how acronyms work.
I'm calling it Fur.
Papa Roach.
Could have spent like an extra hour thinking about the title, like if you really want the Fear, you could have come up with.
You could
have really, he could have just called it Fear. Like why?
Just call it Fear.
Just call it Fear.
Why was he trying to pull a Van Halen on us?
Does anybody remember when he was on that really bad MTV show, Scarred, and we realized how bad he could really be?
Is that which
was
one?
Was it a tie-in with the song Scars?
No, they actually used his song Scars as an intro. And if we can find a clip of him on Scarred, because people think I exaggerate when I talk about how much of a douchebag he was.
It was like the teenage angsty show, right?
No, it was about injuries.
Yeah,
people that were skateboarding and they got hurt. Or,
oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mistook that for another.
No. Like skateboarding injuries or snowboarding injuries. And for two seasons, he would host where he'd get his face in the camera and sneer and do handguns.
Finger guns, man.
Now, before we get to our next Scar story, it's time to check back in with one of our favorites.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, this fucking guy. Listen to him talk.
Just a little, oh, yo. I'm like, oh, no, I'm embarrassed for you. Now we're just going to watch some guy hit himself in the nuts. But...
So we also have them to blame for Alien Ant Farm.
Ugh.
And Alien Ant Farm, I thought, wasn't that bad.
They were definitely the superior band.
Yeah.
Because they played a Michael Jackson song. That's their most favorite song.
That cover is badass, though.
That is like, a really great
badass
cover.
Oh, I love that
and
cover.
And that song, what's,
Movies.
Movies was good. Movies is a really good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't...
I can't name any other.
They weren't Alien like... Farm songs. They weren't like... They weren't
trying to do that rap.
Yeah, they weren't
thing.
Rapping. It was
like
better.
every terrible band in the late 90s.
I thought they were a really good band. I was bummed out when they had that. They had like a bus accident.
Yeah, something.
Fucked them up for a long time.
That fucks
now.
Up a lot of bands, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, those are hard
Metallica
to come back from.
And
find better bus drivers, guys.
There's another one.
Yeah.
People who travel the world for their job getting into transportation accidents.
What?
I'm just saying, like, there's always like an airplane crash, whether it's Buddy Holly or Travis Barker.
Yeah.
If you don't want to get into a car accident, don't leave your house or don't have a car. Like
that's powerful advice.
I don't remember the last time I brought this up, but who's with me? I feel like it really would have benefited Aerosmith if they had died in the plane crash that
we
killed
talked about
Lynyrd
this.
Skynyrd. Yes, we did at lunch the other day, right?
Were they on the same?
No, the plane that Lynyrd Skynyrd crashed in, Aerosmith almost bought it.
Oh.
Like, right before it happened. And they didn't because the crew seemed like they were fucking drunk and crazy.
It would have been
imagine
a great
watching
time
Armageddon with Lynyrd Skynyrd singing all the songs.
That, for one, that would be better. That would be much better.
I'm trying to imagine what that song would be.
But if Aerosmith had died right then and there, they would have put out five albums and
that were really good.
The worst one would have been Draw the Line, and Draw the Line's still a pretty great album.
They were still
like,
pretty solid.
We would think they were the greatest American rock band ever.
Yeah,
if that was all they had to their credit and they died right then and there, we'd be like, they would be making such great music today. The world would be like the same bullshit nobody people would, say about Kurt yeah. Cobain.
Nobody like, wouldn't come out with an electronic.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like Kurt Cobain would have put out Pink just like yeah. Steven Tyler did. Like,
yeah, yeah. They people either, always
he
say
either,
that.
He would have either.
I think music would be so much better.
No, he wouldn't. He would have done the same thing that Dave yeah. Grohl has done.
Yeah,
if,
exactly.
If Kurt Cobain had lived, he would just be Dave Grohl.
Jimi Hendrix would be as obnoxious as Eric Clapton is right now.
Absolutely.
And if Bob Dylan.
He was still alive. Yeah. It, nothing would change.
Dropping in on Coachella.
Yeah. He would be speaking yeah. In a completely strange accent that he yeah. never had.
He'd be headlining. Years ago. No one would care, but we'd pretend we do.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we have to get the comments.
Okay.
Let's play the music. You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter.
They don't.
We want you to know that's not true, no matter what Brett says.
No matter what Brett Rad says.
That's why the segment's called Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally. Fade it out, Brett.
Got some voicemails.
Yeah, voicemails. Oh,
oh, here's one that was so long I just cut out the only good part.
You cut out the good part?
I cut it out so we could play that part because I don't want to listen to another 3.5 minutes of talking.
Here no, thank you.
Here we go.
For the show in January where you and Jeff do 3 minutes sober and then get fucked up, I challenge one or both of you to find a gas station in California that sells chewing tobacco and throw in a giant fat lip of Copenhagen or Grizzly, whatever's cheap. I don't care how many cigarettes you smoked in your lifetime. If you've never dipped before, that shit will fuck you up.
I'll take that fucking challenge.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Was the challenge to find a gas station that sells chewing tobacco? I was like...
Because that's going to be the hardest part.
Oh, it's everywhere in El Paso. Everyone chews in El Paso. I was a dental assistant there, and all the mouths were absolute train wrecks.
I wouldn't want to be a dental assistant anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I had people barf on me all the time.
Oh, no.
It wasn't good times.
That's unfortunate. That's it?
Yeah, I have chewing another tobacco? One, too. I have another one. Also, someone called and left a voicemail as we were recording, so I have no idea what it is. I haven't listened to it. If you want to roll the dice a little bit and take a listen to it.
Yeah. No, watch. It'll be like a bill collector.
Yeah.
So we'll see. If it's super racist or something like that. I didn't vet this before.
This is Verizon calling?
Came in 40 minutes ago.
Verizon sounds
when
like
T-Mobile says they'll pay your cancellation fee. They expect you to spend that gift card on
Verizon sounds a lot like the guy who gave who gave you back the drive-by trucker CD.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
It's a really good CD.
All right, here we go.
This is exciting.
Hi guys. You're the greatest. Love you. Love your show.
True.
Yeah.
So, fucking holidays.
Fucking.
Vegans. Vegans in my fucking house. Invite me over for Sunday fucking dinner for people who can't be there
this
next
is
week.
A great voice.
Motherfuckers are foisting their goddamn lifestyle choice on my ass.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this shit?
WTF.
Smelling like a Chinese fucking laundry in my house.
I just put up my hands.
Boiled cabbage. I'm not trying to eat your weird quiches and shit that are made with egg substitute and bullshit. Motherfucker. God damn it. So I want, dude, I swear to God, and they're fucking, it's the thing, it's not so much food, it's the fucking attitude. It's this, oh yeah, we're going vegan now, the baby's like, yeah.
He's having a meltdown.
When your desiccated fucking child that looks like a goddamn March of Diamonds is passing out at the dinner table. Because, you know what I did, dude? I'm not even kidding you. I went to Boston fucking market, and I got a ham. I got a delicious, golden, spiral-cut ham, and I sat there, and me, my uncles, we sat there and we ate the shit out of it in front of these fucking hippies. So, anyway, I thought you guys would enjoy that shit. I was infuriated by this horrible turn of events in my family. God bless you if you're a vegan, you know what I mean? But don't put that shit on me, right? I come from another lineage where we actually ate food, like meat, and I don't give a fuck about your goddamn vegan bullshit. But anyway. Thought you guys might appreciate that story. I do love you guys.
We did so
much. We love you too.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Lots of luck to you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that shit.
Yeah.
God, I love the holidays.
Voicemail of the year.
Oh,
that, was that the one that was left while?
That was the one that I didn't get a chance to listen to it beforehand because they left it as we were recording the episode. It just popped up on my feed.
That was
Merry Christmas to us.
Pretty great.
I'm going to cut up all parts of that and make that little sound effect drop.
That was really... What was that guy? Did that guy even say his name?
Did he leave his name?
I don't know.
I think he just launched...
Austin fucking Market!
Right what? Into it. Is that fucking Jim Norton? What was that? That was fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling. Call every fucking week. Please. Yeah, let's read comments. I actually brought my laptop computer.
That's a weird iPad.
Yeah. I can. I'm gonna look at the comments.
Oh my God, there's like buttons on it.
Large, yeah. Inconvenient iPad.
Yeah. It's a heavy one. Okay. So these would be comments from last week's show, which isn't really last week's show because this is going out January 1st. But still, the show called "It's a Terrible Christmas Story." Charlie Brown. We talked about shitty Christmas movies. God damn, Chet Wilde. He is fucking going off in the comments section.
Chet Wilde wrote a novel to somebody.
Chet Wilde written several novels in the comments section. Yeah, he really went for it there.
I want an episode with Chet Wilde and the guy who just called in to go at each other.
Yeah. Okay, here's a comment. Javon Apes Matthews. Is that your real middle name? That can't be your real name. I don't know. I don't care. What do I care? He says, I love Sucker Punch. Surreal and interesting. ATB, you the man. I point at Tom Ryman because I know two people in the world who enjoy the movie Sucker Punch.
That's right.
Now you know three.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That makes three. Tom Ryman's wife, big fan of Sucker Punch because she knows good movies. You like Sucker Punch?
I liked Sucker Punch. I had no idea what was happening the whole time, but it was aesthetically pleasing.
Good movie.
If you believe it, in the week since we've brought up Sucker Punch, and now I still haven't seen it.
You have to get that in every week. You have to tell us you haven't seen something, don't you?
Did watch Black Mirror Christmas special.
So did
truly
I.
Truly horrifying.
Ooh, I haven't
so
yet.
Did I. So did I. Stole it from...
it's on Netflix now. I'm super excited.
The Christmas one is?
I don't know if the Christmas
one is.
The Christmas special came out less than a week ago.
The Christmas one airs here on DirecTV on Christmas Day.
Okay.
Or...
Merry Christmas.
Or like a week ago if you know how to steal from the internet, which I do.
Or a week ago if you're listening to this right now.
The podcast comes out
a week after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not coming out this week?
It came out a week ago.
Die Hard and In Bruges are indeed Christmas movies. In Bruges is bleak, but that Irish humor is best, and Colin Farrell is flawless. Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. Every Colin Farrell movie is like Christmas.
Okay, see, Brett, this guy also, what's his name? I don't want to have to pronounce this. Nazib Bouali? I probably nailed that. Right under his comment about Christmas movies, he says, Brett, I'm from Africa, and I saw all of these movies. Your argument is invalid.
Dude throws around Africa like it's a shitty place to be. He's probably in a cool part. He's probably in a part with the internet. He says Africa like he lives in a hut. Probably doesn't. He's seen all these movies.
I feel like he didn't
probably
say...
Probably lives in an apartment.
I feel like he didn't say Africa like he lives in a hut. I just feel like he said Africa. Brett has never seen any Christmas movies because he's Jewish, so he doesn't believe in
it. No, I've seen plenty.
No.
Love Actually. That's about it.
Here we go. Angry Samoan says, if you made an unpopular opinion drinking game and the rules included taking a drink whenever Brett says he hasn't seen or heard something discussed on the show, and taking a drink whenever Brett brings up he's Jewish, folks will get really fucked up.
I haven't brought it up so far this episode. Adam has.
Brought up what?
His Jewish heritage.
Bring it up so people can drink.
That I was raised Jewish.
There you go. Take a shot, everybody.
Can we add Adam mentioning Ryan Adams?
Oh, yeah, probably. I do love Ryan Adams.
I love that bastard.
That fucking guy. He is so great. Yeah, we should probably get the fuck out of here. We're already over an hour. This has been a fun episode.
Yeah.
Wee. Tom Ryman, do you have anything to plug?
No. Not at all.
Nothing. Oh, you were supposed to do stand-up at the show on January 6th?
Yes.
Show got canceled.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. February 3rd now.
Okay. That's like the fourth time I've been bumped.
Yeah, it's completely out of my hands. There's like a fucking showcase.
No, it's fine.
At the
it's
club fine. That night. Why are you crying? Oh.
The universe does not want me to tell jokes at your show.
It'll happen February 3rd. Or maybe the 20th. I don't think we have anyone on the 20th. Do the 20th.
It's my birthday.
Oh, are you going to be here?
Maybe.
Yeah, you should be here.
Might be in El Paso celebrating my birthday by myself with scorpions.
I might tell Adam's mannequin joke.
The German.
Who knows?
The German rock band?
German
scorpions? Oh, yeah.
Protecting the scorpions.
That would be fun. Do you think they at least did a video where they were replaced with scorpions?
They must have.
That were rocking out with instruments.
Or maybe they had. I'm sure they've at least had that conversation.
Yeah, at least one person walked in and was like, hear me out.
All right, look, I know.
What if you were scorpion? And they were like, get out! Is that how you say get out in German?
Yeah.
Get out.
Get out.
Nailed it. Brett, you don't have anything plugged, do you?
Follow me on Twitter, at Brett Reader.
Tell people, you need to spell how you want.
Spell how you want. You might get it wrong. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Figure it out yourself.
Live your own life.
This fucking guy. Vanessa, what do you have going on?
Twitter, at Nesgritten.
This goes up January 1st. There is no Unpopular Opinion live show January 6th. Next live show is January 20th.
120.
Where? 120. Stay high all day, y'all. We sell clothes at society6.com/unpops. Brett, are you going to say something?
Call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
That's 505-386-7677.
And you already know that number, crazy Boston Market guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We expect to hear
from
you.
We love you.
Yeah.
I want him to narrate every family
get together. Hit us back, Boston Market guy. You're the best. All right. Say goodbye, Tom Romney.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Brett.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Vanessa.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.